Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Some news in from the World Health Organization. They recommended a new name for the monkeypox disease. They say in a statement, following a series of consultations with global experts, the WHO will begin using a new preferred term, mpox, as a synonym for monkeypox. Both names will be used simultaneously for 1 year while monkeypox is phased out. When the outbreak of monkeypox expanded earlier this year, according to the WHO, racist and stigmatizing language was used online and in other settings, and that is the reason for the change. Now, I know lots of people listening may have sent their Christmas letter off to Santa Claus already, but Christmas is also a time when grannies and granddads, aunts and uncles buy presents too, and my next guest is warning some of those gift givers about the dangers of buying children unsuitable gifts, anything from trampolines to electric scooters. Keith Sinnott is consultant orthopaedic surgeon at the National Orthopaedic Hospital at Kappa and the National Clinical Lead for Trauma Services, and Keith is on the line now. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Morning.
Quad bikes and scrambler bikes. Now, let's talk about these first, Keith. They are being bought for children, and we've had warnings from Gardaí about buying them. How dangerous are they?
Well, the thing about quad bikes and scramblers, unlike kind of traditional children's gifts, is they can go very fast. They're heavy. They're relatively unstable. And because of that, they can be associated with much more significant injuries. My main kind of line of work is working in the spinal cord injuries unit in the Mater. And unfortunately, we are beginning to see younger people with these kinds of injuries from using things like this. So really, these are should be remembered that they're kind of high-speed, heavy, unstable vehicles, and really they're not ideal as toys for that reason.
So you're seeing the people with serious spinal injuries. You're not seeing the broken bones. They don't come to you. You're dealing with the very, very serious stuff.
Well, in the spinal unit, that's what we are seeing. And kind of traditionally, and, you know, we all were kids and we all had broken bones here and there from kind of horse playing around. But these are kind of a different level of injuries that we're seeing. So, yes, we do see the more minor injuries. But with increasing regularity, we're seeing these very significant, severe and potentially life-changing injuries.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to me, Keith, what it means for you if you damage your spinal cord?
Well, the spinal cord is a bit like the brain, and unfortunately, it doesn't regenerate, it doesn't repair, it doesn't grow again. So unlike, you know, a broken bone where the bone will heal, or a cut in the skin where the skin will heal, the spinal cord doesn't heal. So if you sustain a spinal cord injury, it's very likely that whatever damage is done to it will never recover, meaning that all the functions upon which you rely on your spinal cord are kind of lost. So people will often think about walking or, you know, being able to get around the place. And that's really only part of it, because if your spinal cord is damaged, you can't feel your skin, which puts you at risk of pressure sores, which can be very, very significant for these kind of patients. Obviously, mobilizing if your legs are not working, but if your arms aren't working, you mightn't be able to feed yourself, wash yourself, dry yourself. And then alongside all of that, you can have issues with other functions, your bowel function, your bladder function, and even in some cases, kind of your ability to breathe on your own without machines. So the effects of these injuries can be really very, very significant.
Okay, so and in particular, you're warning about scramblers and quad bikes when we're talking about serious and permanent spinal cord damage. But even things like, and we might think of these as being innocuous, certainly trampolines, but also electric scooters, you say, can cause serious harm.
Yeah, again, electric scooters. So back in the day, pre-electrics, if you wanted to go on a scooter, you were powering yourself by shoving your foot along the ground. So the speed you could go was fairly modest. But we know that when an injury happens, it's because of transfer of energy from, you know, to the person kind of leading to the injuries. And electric scooters nowadays, and we probably all have experience, and certainly I do where I live, going along the cycle track with somebody overtaking me on a scooter going at some ferocious speed. And we know, just kind of simple physics, that if you go twice as fast, you're four times more likely to have a very significant injury. So things that can go kind of very rapidly can lead to very significant injuries.
And because they're so visible on the streets, as you say, Keith, that can result in children, and some of them who live in my house, asking, can they have one? You know, they see them so often that they think, well, why can't I have an electric scooter?
Sure, there's definitely a degree of familiarity, and I think with a lot of these things, you know, safety is at the mind, and they're limited and restricted in the speed that they can go on, and they can be used in fairly confined environments where people can be cautious of them. But I think, and I'm no expert in this, but I think they can be kind of unlocked and they can go an awful lot quicker. And sometimes, as you say, kids see people playing around on them, but they don't realise sometimes the speed that they go on. Mm-hmm. And again, it can be very obvious when you're seeing a flat piece of ground. Some people are absolutely flying along on these things.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're on roads rather than on footpaths, which maybe is better because they're more likely to hurt themselves than somebody else who's walking on the footpath. But it's a different kettle of fish when you've got somebody who has these unlocked and they're going at 30 or 40 kilometres an hour, often with no helmets or no protective gear, maybe with no lights, particularly in the winter when it's a bit dark. You know, it's something to be really cautious of.
Trampolines?
Yeah, again, trampolines are kind of the two ways you can really hurt yourself. One is going fast and the other is being high and falling down a long way. So we actually know from a lot of the audit work that we're doing that when you think of, you tend to think of major trauma as something that happens in kind of road crashes or on building sites. But in fact, a fall from a standing height can often cause it. But if you're on a trampoline, the fun of it is going higher and higher. So the heights that you can get to mean that the injuries you can get are more significant. And then there's always the potential of falling. So, mm-hmm. again, trampolines, you know, certainly my kids have had them and they've had great fun on them and they're great exercise, but they need to be used with caution. You know, you need to have barriers to make sure people can't fall out of them, that it's kind of confined. You need to be cautious about how many people are in a trampoline, because sometimes the worst injuries are being hit by somebody else who's there at the time. And then they're particularly dangerous for adults who often don't have the coordination or the skills to use it. And sometimes, particularly at the Christmas time, they might not be in the best state to be using trampolines.
Yeah, and you see the results of that, don't you?
Yeah, every year we see one or two people who've kind of come out of a trampoline, and again with very significant injuries. You kind of tend to be tipped at a rate of knots. You don't have the ability to protect yourself. You can land on your head, break your neck, and yep, it can be pretty catastrophic.
All right, and in the run-up to Christmas, that's what you're trying to do, is just to warn people to stop and think before they consider buying these gifts for children.
Yeah, I think you got to be cautious about what you're providing somebody, and when you are buying them, make sure that they're used in the right environment. That, you know, safety is to the forefront of people's minds. You're using protective wear and equipment, and they're somewhat controlled.
Keith, thank you very much. That's Keith Sinnott, consultant orthopaedic surgeon. That's all we've time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by the series producer, Alistair McConnell, research by Amy Ryan. Our broadcast coordinator was Louise Kerr-Ross. Ruth Kennington was on sound. It's still 3-3, Cameroon versus Serbia, and that's the last game that starts at 10 a.m. So the last live updates we'll be bringing you from this World Cup. We will be back with you tomorrow at 10. Now, though, it's time to head over to Ronan Collins.